All right. So let's pick up with the Tosus, right? Is that what we're up to? Meniach ha-sekor bar-lachsa. Yeah, okay, who wants to read? Daniel, you want to read? You had something to say about this yesterday. Right. Tell us what's going on in the case where it is good. You're going on the sheet of whom? Rav Kahana? The first of Rav. Right? He's going on the sheet of Rav. That if you put the Kor on the Alach zone, it's not that it's matia the space k'neged ha-kotzer, it has to be matia the space k'neged ha-orach. Right? Because if it's not matia the space k'neged ha-orach, then what? Then it wouldn't be connected to the Bavoi. It would be impossible to say, it would not be possible to say that the Korah could go on the Alachzon, but he could only be Mishdamish Kineged HaKotzer. Why? Because then it would be that the real Makom HaMavoi is Kineged HaKotzer. But then it would come out that the Korah is not in the right place. Right? The Korah has to be the Pesach HaMavoi. You can say, this is really the Mavoi, and anything beyond the Kotzer is not really part of the Mavoi, then it would definitely be no good. Okay? So he's saying Rashi has to be right. He's proving that Rashi's pshat has to be right. It's not possible to learn pshat the other way. Because to learn pshat the other way would be a problem of the Korah not being in the right place. Okay, but now that raises a problem. Now he's bothered with something. Go ahead. Vimtoma. Okay, so then Tosafot asks a very interesting question. He says, but now you're going to say like this. How is it possible, though, to carry in that place? Kineged Aruch. How many walls are you within? He's saying only within two walls.
Two answers.
I mean, Tosafot says he's not considered within
three machitos. So, yeah, he gives two answers. Either you're going to say that what? But if you hold Korah and Misha Machitza, you mean Midoraisa. The whole one answer is if you hold Korah is Mishum Machitza, that means Midoraisa is Mishum Machitza. So now what? Now the whole area is surrounded by walls.
If you hold it at Korah is Mishum Machitza, then why would you not hold that if it was longer than four by the Aruch HaMavoi? Why does the guy who holds Mishum Machitza say he can't hold it at four?
You know, that would be Midrabana. Wouldn't have the tikkun of Mavoi, apparently.
Even though Midoraisa, you have an enclosed area?
Even though Midoraisa, have an enclosed area, just like over here in Midoraisa, you have an enclosed area of three. Still would be the ticket of the Mavoi. The Mavoi, good question, but it would seem that...
You have four walls. So.
You had four walls.
I think, because when you put the core there, then it makes it four walls, right?
It's a good question. It's a good question. I mean, like, if you had a... why isn't it like a Tursa Pesa? The old Korah is Mishum Machitza and Mishum Machitza Midaraisa. Why isn't it just equal to the Tursa Pesa?
Well, because there's a difference. Even though it's a Machitza Midaraisa, it's still not a Machitza Gemara.
And what's the second answer?
Yeah.
Tell us the second answer is what?
Now you give it to Tito Ha'achon Aru. The Stamo, go back to Barab. Where goes the Barabah? Or the Barabah will have the mother. I forgot to say no, I don't know.
Second answer is what? That no, really, when you say the Korah is not a Machitza Midaraisa, right, not a machitza midoraisa. So then what? But this area is really a karmelis. Karmelis, because it's got the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is going this way, and it's got the flow over. People don't go into that area. Right. So on a karmelis, Matir with the Korah of Machitza. Why? But only why? Only because it's still considered bottle to the Mavoi. Even though it's Dalar al Dalar, which is only a Machom Choshem, right? But he says, you have to say it's considered bottle to the Mavoi. Yeah. But that's his two possibilities. Not sure. Not sure if it's the Reis or the Alarm. Yeah. Okay, so there's an interesting run in Sukkah, right? I don't think that's
So what does the Ran have?
So to the Gemara. The Gemara says that what? The Gemara says by Sukkah, what do you need? You need two walls and a tefa. Right? Two walls and a tefa. Shnayim kilchsa and the shlishis of tefa. Okay? Now, where does that tefach go? Did you get a chance to look at that a little bit? Where does the tefach go? So basically, let's say you go three amos out, right? You go three tefachim out, less than three out, then you put a tefach. So now you're going to get four on this side. You're going to get rove of this wall. Right? That's how it works out. And then Rava says also you need a Tursa Pesach. Okay? So, but then the Gemara says that what? The Gemara says even a case that wouldn't work for Shabbos, right? That normally wouldn't work for Shabbos, on Shabbos Sukkos it'll work. Why? Because Migu, what is he going to say? Since it's a Kosel for Sukkah, it'll also be a Kosel for Shabbos. Okay? So let's take a look at the Ron. Ron tries to explain that. What does Ron say? Let me have it. Right, so he says, even though, that's what the Chiddush of Rav is, even though on Shabbos you need three full walls, right, but on Sukkos, and by Sukkah you don't need three full walls, right, but on Sukkos you'll be able to be somech on the coast, on the walls of the Sukkah, to be metaltel in the Sukkah, even if the Sukkah is by a Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. Right? Go ahead. Okay, so Ron tries to explain that. Why? He says, even though on a regular Shabbos, the same walls of a sukkah would not be kosher. But since what? Let's see, this is the key part. Migu that what?
Migu de mahani la inyan sukkah, le'echol v'leisham b'sukkah, mahani nami la Shabbos.
Since it works for sukkah to do what? To eat and sleep inside of it, it'll also work for Shabbos. It'll also work for Shabbos. Why? Ipchum stavish. Say on Shabbos you should need a bigger sukkah, you should need a better sukkah. What? I say dochalos, I say? I don't understand. What kind of logic is that? I mean, if you can't, I'd say it's a pasul sukkah. Well, like the Gemara says. The Gemara says, can you build a sukkah on a camel? Can you build a sukkah on a camel? What do you say? Never thought of that, right? So the Gemara says, no, you can't. Why? Because you're not allowed to go onto an animal on Shabbos. Not allowed to climb an animal, to climb onto an animal on Shabbos. So it'd be us to go into it. Right? And since it's not really for Shiva Yamim, it's not a kosher sukkah. Now you don't say, why do we look at sukkah first and then koveya, where it should be koveya, where it should be filcha Shabbos? In Tashmish Shiva Yachid? Is that supposed to mean something to me?
Yeah, no, in other words, maybe.
So, hold on. Okay. So why don't you say no? You say, look, you have to be mishtamish in a sukkah, so you have to make sure that it's just like any other heksha. Right, preparing it for tiltul is another heksher. Why do you say no? Since, what does it mean that since during the week, what does it mean that since it's kosher for sukkah, there's no inyan of tiltul on sukkah. What do you mean, since it's kosher, what do you say, lishon v'lecho? Since it's kosher lishon v'lecho, therefore it's going to be matir, it's going to be kosher for tiltul on Shabbos. I mean, what does one thing have to do with the other? Now go ahead. So he says, but now the Ron has a factual question. He says, it turns out though that the cases in the Gemara really are mechisas gemuros, because they're relying on Tursa Pesach. So what's the whole statement relevant to? What's the statement relevant to if it's mechisas gemuros anyway? If Rava said you needed Tursa Pesach, so go ahead. What does he say?
The answer.
His answer. You can have a case. Our case. Notice his answer is our case, right? We can have one long wall and one short wall. Could have one long wall and one short wall. Now, if you had a sukkah with a long wall and a short wall,
So what's the din? What's the din? Okay. So what's the din if it's one long wall and one short wall? For sukkah? It's good where? Even on the short wall. Even on the long wall. Right? You could be mishtamish in the whole sukkah. So he says, but by Shabbos you wouldn't be allowed to do that. Right now, our case. That's what he's saying. He's saying, the exact case, just like Tosis is saying, that if you had a sukkah with one long wall and one short wall, and then you had tzchach over the whole thing, right? You could be mishtamish here, you could be mishtamish over there. He says, sin, but if it were a chatzah like that, right? You couldn't be mishtamish here. You can only be mishtamish in the short wall. So he says that's the case that Rav is talking about. That's one of the cases that Rav is talking about. That sinsly in Shabbos, sinsly in Sukkah, it's mutter to be mishtamish over here because of tesla yosim in a sukkah, it's separate din, but the tzrach comes out, it's still kasha. So too on Shabbos sukkah, you'll be Shabbos sukkah, so you'll be able to carry in that spot. Right? Is that basically what the Rav says?
Yeah.
No. Okay. So the question is, what's the logic of this? What's the logic of this? It certainly is not to enable me to be. It certainly can't say that we're going to bend Hilchos Shabbos in order to enable me to be Yotzei Sukkah in this crazy looking circle. Right? On the contrary, maybe it should come first. Hilchos Shabbos should come first. So how does it work? If you're going to say, if Tosfos is saying, this is a serious matter. Right? If Tosis is saying that a guy over here on the Oroch is not Pesoch Mechitzos, he's not Pesoch Gimel Mechitzos, so then how does he become Pesoch Gimel Mechitzos on Sukkos?
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
You had a Rishus Rabin?
In other words, let's go back to our original case. And let's just ask you a question. I mean, what do you get? You get a sense when you learn the halachas. You get a sense about halachic geometry. what sense do you get about halachic geometry? That halachic yes, tell.
No, is it possible? Is it possible that tzchach has?
Did not answer my question.
What? No.
Okay.
No.
So I'll wait for you then.
Okay.
You get the sense that halachic geometry favors 90-degree angles. You get that sense?
Yeah.
Okay. You have to have geometry first. So, in other words, say like this. When a guy is over here, it's like every edge of the wall, if every edge of every wall seeks the nearest edge that's connected to it, you could say, okay, it's closed off. Right, you say it's closed off. But no, we say it like this. We say, no, this area is closed off, and this area is just open. Right? So the problem is that the guy over here is not where, more technically speaking, more halachically speaking, what's the problem with the guy over here? He's not in a makom that's kavua by Gimel Mechitzos. Right, you don't need to be literally have an eyesight of three mechitzos at 90-degree angles. You need to be in a mokom that's muka by gimel mechitzos. Normally we only do that if there's zek and neged zek. We'll say the mokom in between this area is defined by the gimel mechitzos. Enclosed by the gimel mechitzos. Whichever word doesn't send you off. But over here, we don't. Normally we don't. Okay, but you're saying like this. Saying, since Hilchos Sukkah, what did you say in the beginning? I like the way you said it in the beginning. That eating and drinking and sleeping. Right? It means to say that what? That this structure defines the tashmish of these three walls as extending all the way out to the square. Normally on Shabbos, don't have a right to extend the tashmish of the three machitzos along the diagonal. Now you have to say, you have to take the strictest, most limiting interpretation of the area defined by the machitzos. Only what the areas, only what the machitzos are absolutely kodea, not kodea through interpretation. Okay? That's right angles. Okay? But it's not a problem of literally being outside. It's a problem of outside of the three mechitzos in a physical sense. It's being outside of the makom that's kavua by the three mechitzos. So now by sukkah we can say like this. It's not that Shabbos cares about sukkah. Okay? It's that normally there's nothing to be koveya, the makom that's beyond the three walls, as in part of the tashmish of these three walls. But since Lagabi Sukkah, these three walls are koveya, tashmish, the same tashmish. I can eat here, I can sleep here. I can eat here, I can sleep here. Lagabi Sukkah, the defanos are koveya, a makom. Now that's a halach reality. So then on a Shabbos of Sukkah, where do these walls, what area of these walls koveya? They're koveya lefiya Sukkah. So that's why on Shabbos of Sukkah, you're in the makom of mukaf gimel mechitzos. If you try to show you, if you don't make that move, right, if you just stuck with the physical three walls, you never get it done. Yeah. Stauber, good?